Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, what is the latest news from the garden?
Well, Roy, it's good to see you again. We have news, Roy. God's making news. He's making news
everywhere.
I know,
everywhere, I'm excited. I know what it is.
A lot
I can't
up on
wait.
A hill in Kerrville, Texas, halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, same latitude as Israel. News is being made by God. And the latest thing, is that we just had got in the final count on our visitors for 2017, and we have some electronic counters up there.
Which makes it more accurate than what you
right,
had
still an estimate. But it's a more accurate estimate. But anyways, we had 136,714 people that came during 2017.
That's a lot.
And that's a lot, and it averages out to 375 people a day.
And now how much more is that from last year?
Oh, I think it's about, I don't have that number in front of me, but I think it's about 25,000 more than last year. Yeah, and keep
you must
in mind,
be doing something
keep
right.
in mind, Kerrville, the city, is about 24,000 people. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is the folks in Kerrville are starting to take notice.
Well, I think the world is starting to take notice.
It's the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room.
That's exactly that, but he's a real sweet gorilla, you know.
Well, that's great news.
Yes, sir,
we're growing. Things are getting better. More people are coming and being saved and getting experience of God there. That's
right. And
that's what your goal was.
Yeah, and even the next thing we talk about is the miracle of the week. That is our miracle.
And as they say in radio, let's segue into the miracle of the week. What is it this week?
Yeah, well, I guess we probably ought to count that as that God is drawing so many people from around the United States and the world. To our knowledge right now, it's all 50 states plus 68 countries right now. And those are just the ones that we can verify and know. And so that's really a pretty big miracle in a sense, because we're able to present gospel of Christ using the scriptures, the 77 Bible verses in multiple languages, to just tens of thousands of people. And somebody mentioned to me when we were with them out to dinner that this was like a mega church. This is like we're reaching more people each year than most churches reach, and it's God that's doing it.
What's amazing. The important point about this is, as we've talked about many times, it's not a church.
No.
It's not a church.
It's
anybody
a hill.
Can come. It doesn't make any of you atheists or what denomination you are.
Or any religion.
Anybody can come because the experience you're going to have there is directly to God.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to go through religion to get to God.
No,
and some people are expecting God when they get here, and some are surprised by
God. Right, you're right.
You know what?
I've talked to some people who are actually surprised. It's like, why are you surprised? Why are you surprised?
Right, exactly. So that's the kind of the miracles. And people are experiencing salvations, baptisms, healings, miracles, signs and wonders.
Beautiful sculptures.
Yeah, and the art and the flowers and the experience are there. But the art is really there just to draw people in.
Right.
And God uses it.
It's not the deal. It's supportive of the real deal. And the real deal is God.
Yeah, exactly.
He's there.
Yes, sir, Roy. That's right.
All right, we've got some special guests this week. We have a lot of special guests, but these are special guests.
You bet. Well, these are.
So share with us who they are and what it's all about.
Well, we've got some good friends from Kerrville, Texas, that have come to share a little bit about their experiences on the mountain and their testimony. And we have Carol and Richard Reinhard, and they are been living in Kerrville. They're terrific people. They saw what God was doing early on when we started doing things on the mountain. They wanted to be in on it. They started donating their money, and what impressed me is it seemed like it was showing up every week. And you know, and I said, boy, that God must really moved on their hearts for them to want to sow into this garden. And Richard, of course, got involved in helping us to do the cross, the sandblasting, and he'll tell you more about that. But he is a veteran and served our country with distinction and has helped keep us free, and he's got some stories about that, how he's kind of left the path from God, but then God got him right back, and he's going to tell us about that. But we're so grateful for his service to this country. And then Carol, of course, he the Bible says when you find a good wife, you found a good thing, and he found a good thing, and she loved the Lord, and she's supported him and everything, and he supported her, and she's a gifted, talented lady, and been a professional nurse, and is also an exceptional craftsman. Matter of fact, one of the first times when we met and we're talking, was she wanted to do banners and flags, original creations for the garden. And she's already done some of that and is going to do a lot more. So we're just honored to have them with us here today, Roy.
Reinhards, tell us about yourself. Now, Richard and Carol Reinhard with us. Carol, ladies first, why don't you start?
Well, I'm a mother of two. And when we got married, we've been married 50 years. And we have his, mine, and ours. We have 12 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. So that's my main thing.
Contribution.
That's a big
contribution.
But I will tell you that I don't know a day in my life that I didn't have Jesus.
Richard, let's hear from you.
Well, I was a son to my parents. I was a sailor in the United States Navy, served 3 tours in Vietnam, a husband to my wife, and a grandpa and a great-grandpa. These are blessings that I never thought I would have in my life, but they're here, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm being able to serve this cross up in Kerrville, and it's just the most wonderful place in the world.
Well, let me ask you both, how did you hear about the cross?
Well,
Carol?
We were in church, and Max came to that church to talk to us about the cross, and we knew we were interested from day one. And when we went up there, I'm in a wheelchair, and when we went up there, it was really hard for me to get up there, but the cross was laying on the ground. Everything was rocks and dirt, and we just fell in love with it from that moment on.
Yeah, it's they were anxious to get there before we were really handicap ready, and we now have the garden, so it's set up ADA requirements, so that now anybody that is in a wheelchair or whatever can get to the big cross-shaped garden. But back in those days, you almost needed a four-wheel drive wheelchair to get there, and so that's I think when we first met was right there, Impact Christian Fellowship.
Well, Reinhards, how do y'all support this effort? And I know it's very important to you. You put a lot of heart and time and energy. Give us some examples of how you get behind it and support
it. Well, we help financially to some degree, and through I'm on the executive board. My wife's on the board of trustees serving the Cross. And we're both I distribute brochures for the Cross to different businesses in Kerrville. And we make packets for of information packets for people for special occasions at the church, I mean at the Cross. And we also do intercessory prayer. So we try to stay, we strive to stay involved as best we can with the church, with the Cross.
Tell us, what when you say intercessory prayer, what is that? Some people don't know what that means.
Intercessory prayer for me means standing in agreement for a righteous prayer. We have people leave prayer requests up there, and we pray for each one individually. We take them up to the Cross when the weather permits, and we pray at the Cross for each and every one of these prayer requests. And we try to, and most of them are righteous prayers, and we will stand in agreement with these folks and present them to the Lord.
Yeah. Anyone want to add to that, Carol, anything?
Well, we always have a lot to pray for, but it seems like it comes in sections. Maybe this week there'll be a lot of people that have need healing. Another week there might be a lot of people that have drug addiction. A lot of other people have all kinds of bad things that happen to them.
Right, right. So what we've got up there, folks, is we have prayer cards, and you can actually fill out those prayer cards and request prayer, and you put them in a blood-colored, maroon-colored comment box, and thousands of people put in these prayer requests, and these are two of the leaders that pray for those requests. We don't throw them in the trash. We actually keep them, and we pray over them inside the empty Cross and there at the garden. And it's a wonderful thing you guys have been doing. That's one of the most valuable things you guys have been doing, because that's thousands and thousands of people, and they want somebody to pray. And here are the two leaders in that.
Carol and Richard, have you seen people saved, baptized, or healed? Have you seen miracles? Let's go with you first, Carol.
Oh, yes. Every week somebody's had a miracle happen to them. We've seen a lot of baptisms up there. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful place. And people that come up there, they feel such a peace. And they love it, because they're coming up there to get close to God, and they do.
My very first miracle I witnessed up there was we were up there trying to figure out how we're going to approach this sandblasting with Randy Choate, who did the majority of the sandblasting. And we were standing there, and Randy says, "Look, there's a white dove." And there was a white dove on that tree branch. And a little while later, I looked at my friend Randy, and he was covered in this gold dust. It's called the glory dust. And he said, "Well, look at yourself, Richard." And I was covered in this stuff. And I had no idea what this stuff was going. It's the Lord letting you know that his glory is there on that hill.
You know, you guys are tour guide chaplains. What is that?
Well, we're there to help bridge the gap for people that don't know it about the Cross or what's going on there. We can, and that need prayer, we can pray for them. We can support them and uplift them. And it's a blessing.
Richard,
a blessing.
You got anybody that sticks out in your mind that you've helped?
It pretty
you had
well
that look
there.
On your face.
We do try to stand. We do stand in agreement. We have folks that do approach us while we're praying for others, and that's just to pray for them, and we do that.
And one thing that's kind of unique about the garden is if you want prayer from somebody, we have a tour guide chaplain, a trained tour guide chaplain that is often on site, and if you want it, you can have it. But if you don't want to have anybody, you don't have to. That their quiet
place is all
around.
Because you have to come up to them,
around.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, they don't come
and
up and solicit you.
You know, what they'll do, they just introduce themselves, and if we can help you and pray for you if you need anything, and then they back off. But if the person says, "Hey, yeah, I really was praying somebody would pray for me," and that happens thousands of times. And one thing I might mention with the story there that Richard was saying about when he was sandblasting the Cross, folks, you got to realize there was no garden at that time. There was no roads at that time. We had laid that big giant Cross down on the ground, and hadn't gone up yet. And even though it wasn't up, the Spirit of God was with that Cross, and all the people sandblasting the rig that had volunteered, they were getting covered in this Shekinah glory dust, this stuff that looks like glitter. So I mean, the Cross wasn't even up. And yet the people just trying to do the work for the Lord, God blessed them with his presence, and everybody there got sprinkled with stuff that looks like glitter.
Max, you got any closing comments?
Just that we're so grateful to have people like Richard and Carol that, they're there not because they like me. they're there because they love the Lord and his presence, and they want to sow into his kingdom, and we're just so grateful for them and people just like them. And that's how this works, and that's how we're able to do all this for free. And it's no admission. You just come 365 days a year.
How do they reach us?
Just go to the website is the easiest way. This thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
We've got Easter coming up. When is that?
Well, it's at the end of March 31st, and then April 1st is Easter morning, I think.
Big to do again this year.
Yeah, we're going to have.
We'll be telling you more about it. Richard and Carol Reinhardt, thank you both for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thank you for joining us again this week. I really would like to share some just beautiful comments that have come in to us. And I'm going to start with a long one at first, and it comes from Jane Skaggs from Louisville, Texas. Jane says, I grew up coming and visiting this precious town. My parents lived here, and my mom lived and grew up here. Kerrville holds a special place in our hearts. I cannot tell you the joy I had when we saw the cross go up. I never knew you could come up and view the cross until this summer. I came up here on my birthday in September. When I came up here, there were people sitting down. They asked if they could pray for me. Of course, I said, and we then proceeded to pray, and that was a moment I will never forget. They said they went there that day from San Antonio because the Lord told them they needed to go pray for someone. The cross and prayer garden are such a peaceful place where you can know the presence of the Holy Spirit. The sculptures are on the most precise, breathtaking, beautiful, and precious sculptures. Thank you for opening this up and letting people come and pray and experience Jesus in a new and wonderful way. I am forever grateful. My grandma passed away, and we had her funeral this weekend. I brought some of my family up here, and they loved it. While my time in Kerrville might not be as frequent, I still treasure this cross and will come back and visit. Thank you again for being obedient and building this garden. What a beautiful place. I pray for your blessing and peace in the name of Jesus joyfully. And that was from Jane Skaggs, a very beautiful comment. The next one comes from Seguin, Texas. I remember when this project was at its birth, and I had a part in it, and have watched its development, and it has turned into a wonder and a place of prayer and renewal of spirit. God bless you, Max, and bless the manifestation of your dream come to fruition, all done by the Spirit of God. You are a very good listener to his voice. Thanks, my friend. Shalom. And this came from Herbert Dobbins, and he was a volunteer electrician who just donated his time to come do the electricity and hook up all the wires and things. And so he just wanted to do that out of the goodness of his heart and did not ask to be paid. Okay, let's see. The next one comes in from Facebook. It's from Tammy Ellibrock. She says, you can feel the power of God. The peace you feel there is the best feeling. If I have had a stressful or bad day, I head up to the cross and talk to God. I feel so much better than I did when I first got here. I feel the love God has for me. Tammy Ellibrock. From Colorado, Joe and Janie Bush left a comment saying, beautiful place. God bless you for having a place like this. And my last one for you today comes from Richard and Suzanne Garmuth from San Antonio, Texas. Thanks for doing God's work and giving a place to pray. And I will be back next week, and I'll have some more wonderful comments, and I hope you'll send yours in to us also. That's all for today.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, gift of donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.